first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people count meatballs as round meatball, because it is round meat.
Or core, Mohammed Faisal believes that the establishment of the Merah Putih Village Cooperative must apply the principles of professionalism and a strong business mindset to maximize profits and expand market reach for agricultural products in the village. According to Faisal, honestly, the cooperative must operate like a professional and profit-oriented business unit, even though it is based on the principle of togetherness. Profits must also be earmarked for the benefit of all members, not just a handful of parties. Gold prices monitor from the previous metal page, honestly, experienced an increase of 20,000 rupiah from the original 1,896,000 rupiah to 1,916,000 per gram. The buyback price of gold bullion also rose to 1,765,000 rupiah per gram. The resale of gold bars to PT Antam with normal value of more than 10 million rupiah is subject to income tax article 22 of the 1.5% for taxpayer identification number holders and 3% for non-taxpayer identification number. That's the news.
Gravity, 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 g
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Mas Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, whatever you're doing right now, this must be done gratefully and even comfortably for yourself, by yourself, I mean. Well, everything you do, this must also be as goodness. This must become as maybe new pioneer or as a reselection of yourself in order to build or even to improve your capacity building. In this case, this must be also based on such your self-awareness in order to make your life better than before. Listener, Indonesian government, until now, keeps on increasing its bilateral relations with another country and even with other countries, I mean. This can be proved by many international meetings, by Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto with other presidents, and even other foreign presidents, I mean, and even from Indonesian ministers to other foreign ministers, when they meet, they such conduct, you know, such an agreement, and even such memorandum of understanding, and even such, you know, increase and also boost commitment in order to make the two countries' cooperation much better than before. Yes, talking about multilateral cooperation and talking about, you know, even partnership with Indonesia and other countries in this case, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has instructed his negotiation team to use the best possible means to reach a tariff agreement with the United States while safeguarding national interests. This was conveyed by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto. He said the President instructed the team, negotiation team, to negotiate in the best possible way for the sake of national interests. He also said that the team is leading with negotiating the reciprocal tariffs imposed by the U.S. government on Indonesian export. The team also includes Finance Minister Sri Mulyani and Foreign Minister Sugiono. The negotiation also has been scheduled to take place in Washington, D.C. from April 16th to 23rd. And Minister Hartarto noted that Minister Sugiono had arrived in the U.S. earlier and met with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. In addition to joining the negotiations, Minister Indrawati will attend the spring meetings of the World Bank and International Monetary Fund, which will be held in Washington from April 21st to 26th. Minister Hartarto and National Economic Council Chairperson Robin Sarpanjaitan also held a video conference with the U.S. Secretary of Commerce, Howard Lutnick. You know that they discussed global issues and also agreed to continue discussions in Washington. name is Kwanjuni, Kwichubit or Binge Cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongues by the trader, so it is like binge. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny, but everybody likes it. However, generally, Kwichubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kwichubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta, and this cake is also found in various parts of the city. However, usually Kwichubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Kwichubit with cheese is really more expensive than Kwichubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked Kwichubit, but have delicious taste. Accomplish about your target or your goals, this can be materialized by yourself. And I do agree that this can be trusted by other people, and this can also make such, as a new courage inside yourself in order to materialize about your goals. When you do anything, when you do something that every day you make it or you work it out about the things or small things step by step, they might be, gradually, when you do it gradually from small thing to the big thing, this can also as a way to realize about your goals. That's why this must be done carefully and even continuously by yourself. Sustainable activities or sustainable things that you do, this can also as consideration, this can be as new innovation and even new courage for yourself in order to dream about your target. But believe this or not, many people believe this is as reality. That's why in this case, the more you know anything, the more complicated that you will have. But this also as a new strategy, as a new way in order to make your mindset much broader than before. Well, talking about that, I'd like to show you our last word. Now it is from Hosoko Aminoto. He said, if one shall be a great leader, he or he must be right like a journalist and speak like an orator. Hosoko Aminoto. It stands for H-O-N-S Haji Umar Said. Hosoko Aminoto is an Indonesian father of a national movement and a national teacher. He's also well known as a figure in the struggle for independence, and he was one of the founders and leaders of trade and labor associations that play a key role in the struggle during the early 20th century.
orchestrum della auricolare di Calabula.
In Tetum, it is Lipurai. In Bunai, it is Temurai. Temurai dance was held when some warriors went to a tribal war to take home the enemy's head.
Additionally, in Belu, the word Lipurai consists of two syllables, namely Liku and Rai, which has its own different meaning. Liku means the sea or to surf, and Rai means land or earth, as stated by B.S. Fahid as a cultural figure from Belu.
Kata Lipurai sebenarnya mempunyai dua suku kata. The word Lipurai has two syllables, namely Liku and Rai. It has its own different meaning. Liku means to sea or to surf, and Rai means land or ground. So Lipurai actually means to surf or refer to the earth.
Karena itu, kata Lipurai sebenarnya dia bermaksud melayani.
Lipurai dance was once a war dance, performed to greet or meet the heroes returning from the battlefield with the head of the enemy. They had it as a proof of courage. Then, the women, or hetu, will welcome the heroes, or n'edu, with this Lipurai dance and accompanied by some men, or mani, who dance, or haksuke, carrying a sword, as explained by B.S. Fahid.
Tarian Lipurai ini sebenarnya pada zaman dulu dijadikan sebagai satu tarian
Lipurai dance actually in the past was used to welcome the heroes and as a surface. Basically, it's a dance that serves the land for it is moved. The land is the source of life for humans. Therefore, Lipurai was performed to serve the land as a tribute. In its development, Lipurai dance was also used as a welcome dance for heroes returning from the battlefield. The warriors brought back some super heads of their enemies from the battlefield as part of their victory. So after returning, the heroes were greeted with Lipurai dance.
And setelah para pahlawan itu kembali, para pahlawan tersebut dicambut dengan tarian Lipurai tersebut.
Lipurai dance is performed by a group of women who are beating pihar or drums inserted in their armpits. The dance begins with the beating of the pihar by one of the dancers, followed by other dancers. When harmonious rhythm has been achieved, when they will start to move their bodies to the left and to the right, sometimes squatting in a specific formation. The male dancers will stomp with nails on their feet, holding up a sword. Then they began reciting poems interspersed by war or victory shrieks. The beating of the pihar then is increasingly fast and hard, as well as the movements of the dancers. Sometimes the dancers will simultaneously stop moving, causing spontaneous silence. In general, this dance looks beautiful, energetic, and tends to evoke healing experience, especially if imagining the human heads, which start to move about between the legs of the dancers' feet.
Lipurai dance has a unique characteristic. Unlike other dances, the dancers are separated from the musicians. So while the musicians are playing the musical instruments, elsewhere, the dancers are on the stage or at a preferred place, while Lipurai is unique for the fact that the dancer at the same time also becomes a musician.
Ini keunikan bahwa seorang penari Lipurai selain menjadi penari, dia sekaligus menjadi pemusik.
Similarly, it was also expressed by John Apiluan, an observer of culture. According to him, Lipurai is unique.
Lipurai adalah musik yang unik.
Lipurai musical instrument is unique. If in Belu, Lipurai is struck by a woman while dancing, while this is utterly unique.
Meanwhile, according to the head of the Department of Culture and Tourism, Dominic Mali, both the dancer and musician can be just one person or solo performer.
Kekasan tarian Lipurai itu, the unique characteristic of Lipurai dance compared to other dances is that a Lipurai musician and dancer can perform solo. Otherwise, dances the music is played by others, dances by others. Lipurai music and dance is simultaneously performed by a solo dancer, and it means two artistic activities carried out by one person.
the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcasts in my language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3355 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital.